Professional isolation can cost you in your career. It's something difficult to avoid in the COVID era among surging cases, but we want to break it all down with Yahoo Finance contributor Mandy Woodruff Santos, also co-host of Brown Ambition podcast. Mandy, great to see you back here this week. And I get this. It's been difficult to get out there and socialize, network, but it does have its costs. And can you just kind of break it down for us?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you hear my little pandemic buddy, my dog. And I think for those of us who have kissed our cubicles goodbye in 2020, it feels a lot like we're still 2020-ing out here. And I really want to talk to workers, especially those as who are heading into the new year, feeling that drag of, oh man, here we are again, not only working from home, but also feeling a sense of isolation from your colleagues, from those professional connections that used to be as simple as getting up and heading to the kitchen for a coffee or a snack. And I just want to encourage everyone to try to fight against that, especially if you're feeling like you're in a rut in your career. Through my business, Mandy Money, career coaching, I talk to dozens of women and I see them struggling with this. You know, I don't really have anyone to talk about. And where do I go to for advice? So that's what I'm talking about when I mean professional isolation and how it really can hinder you professionally.
And you say there are several steps that you can take to sort of make sure that you don't find yourself in this position. So many people are now 22 months in almost working from home. And one of them is think outside the office. What does that mean?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for a lot of us, the office has expanded these days. I want you to think outside of your colleagues themselves. That's what I mean by this. You know, think about your external network. Am I communicating? Am I getting in touch with former colleagues of mine, friends of mine who may not be in the same industry as me, but who may be a sounding board for whatever career challenges I'm facing at the time? So when I say think outside the office, I'm just trying to speak to people who are maybe a little bit comfortable with their colleagues at work, a little too comfortable, as in those being their only source of networking and conversations, and really broadening that out. A couple of other things you can do to actually network. I know that's a scary word. I'm an introvert, so I feel y'all's pain. The idea of networking, even virtually, can be a little daunting. But think about your hobbies or your interests. It does not always have to be something tied to your specific industry. I've got mentees who've literally made friends in a new city by joining a Facebook group all about which podcast they love. So if you're willing to put yourself out there and lean into those hobbies and interests, you may find that networking is not that hard after all.
And Mandy, you're writing this up for us today. I encourage everybody to read your article on yahoofinance.com. One of the things you mentioned is keep your LinkedIn alerts on. And I think this kind of ties in with what you were just talking about, but that can be a very helpful tool as well.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of passively job searching, which by that I mean making sure that my LinkedIn profile is updated, that it has accurate information on there, and that at least once a week I'm checking my messages. I'm telling you, when I got back from maternity leave, I was gone for about 3 months. Of course, I wasn't thinking about LinkedIn. But when I got back, there were some, you know, some job opportunities that were just languishing on the virtual shelf. So I encourage you to just, if it seems hard for you to find time, once a week, just check on LinkedIn, make sure no opportunities are being missed there. And also, you know, I mentioned in the article as well, the importance of never stopping being a student, especially when you're talking about building those relationships. LinkedIn Learning is one of the online courses, online communities that I mentioned in my article, where it's actually it's fertile ground for building professional development skills. And heading into the new year, if you want to ask your manager for a budget for professional development, I would really recommend that. You know, there's a huge amount of online courses, online communities. I mentioned LinkedIn Learning. There's also Udemy, where you can find a lot of professional development, and use these tools and use your employer's budget to pay for them. I really recommend that.
And one of the other things, Mandy, that you talk about is taking the time to really make sure that you devote yourself to doing all of this. And I think that's really hard for some people to do, particularly, you know, you're a working mom. I'm a working mom as well. There is just so much to do, and you end up spending more time working at home. You spend more time doing chores at home. So how do you sort of find the balance and make sure that you're investing in yourself as well?
I mean, Karina, I think we've got to give ourselves grace as moms for sure. But I think especially for me as a new mom at the beginning of the pandemic, now I'm 2 years in, I'm starting to figure out that my biggest mistake was thinking that I had to be everything, that I had to do everything that my child needed. And especially if we're working moms, there are things that you can outsource, even if it's just to your partner or to a friendly neighbor to come sit with the kid and watch them for a little while. I know we're heading back into a period of isolation, so I just want to take a deep breath with moms out there and just really look you in the eye and say, you've got to take care of yourselves. At the end of the day, just outsourcing a few of those day-to-day tasks when it comes to our kids, it actually re-energizes us and makes it so that when we are with our kids, we can spend that quality time and we're, you know, hit, cell phone is down, our attention and our focus is on them. And that's really what it's all about, right?
I think you have nailed it. Thank you for that, Mandy Woodruff
Really?
Santos. Always good to hear from you, Yahoo Finance contributor, co-host of Brown Ambition podcast.